My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to drill down your unique selling proposition or your USP. Neil, first and foremost, what is a USP?
It ends up coming down to like, what's a sentence, what's a paragraph that ends up really explaining how you're unique, what makes you special, why people should end up working with you or buying your product versus someone else. But in essence, it's what makes you stand out and what makes you differentiated from your competition.
At one of our events, we had April Dunford, who's the author of Obviously Awesome, and she's kind of known as the expert of positioning, especially in the world of software. And I remember she shared a story around how when she first started working at one company, she was kind of like an intern, and then she was tasked with doing a lot of these customer development calls. And for every, like, she went through like 20 calls. Basically, this was like dying software. So they're trying to figure out what's going on with it, right? And so 20 calls, there's nothing. And then there's one call where they're like, it was like an auto repair shop. They're like, oh, we use it like this. Like, we can't do without it, right? And then, you know, she'll keep going 10, 15 more calls, like nothing. And then another call will be like, oh, we're auto repair shop. Like, this is how we use it, right? And so she figured out how to reposition the software for auto repair shops and that specific use case. And that product went from being almost shut down to they did over $1 billion in sales on that software. So it's really important to think about your positioning. I'll give you another example. SharpSpring, they're a CRM. There's many CRMs out there, but they're a CRM that targets agencies. So when you have that USP, it's kind of positioning to me at the same time. So when you have that, it's much easier to sell to people. It's a lot clearer to people. You should drive conversions up.
Yeah. And SharpSpring's pitch is, hey, we're a CRM for agencies and we're super affordable, right? So then that way agencies know, all right, we can use this for our clients, and B, we can actually make a profit from this because the cost is really low. But the easiest way to figure out your USP is to talk to customers and potential customers. Even when you talk to potential customers, why didn't you sign up with us? Why are you using someone else? What made you sign up with them? This will all help you figure out how you need to position yourself, as well as what you need to end up coming up with to show that you're different than the competition to try to win new accounts, new customers versus your competition growing faster than you.
Yeah, I mean, this is also known as customer development, which we've talked about before. And there's a book I love called The Mom Test, and you can get it on audiobook, totally fine. And it teaches you how to ask non-leading questions. So instead of saying, hey, Neil, do you think the software is good? Like, that's not a very helpful question. How can you make it a little more open-ended, right? So Neil, tell me the worst part of your day as an SEO, right? Let's say I'm doing customer development for ClickFlow or Ubersuggest. I might say, hey, Neil, if you were to wave a magic wand and solve kind of all your problems as an SEO, like what would you do? By the way, Neil, what's in your tool stack right now? You want to get a sense of kind of what trends are popping up. You're looking for the signal versus the noise. And look, you're not just doing like 2-3 calls and you're done. I think a lot of marketers, they get a little lazy and say, okay, I did 3-5 calls, I'm done. You're probably going to, like, ideally, maybe you're doing like 50, maybe 100 or so, because that's what it takes. It's when you're building a product, you can't, sure, you might come up with the idea initially, but at the end of the day, it's all iterations based on customer feedback. And it's not whatever you have in your mind, right? Because if you keep building in a vacuum, you know, other people are just going to shoot past you.
Yeah. And make sure if you want to figure out, hey, how you can create a amazing, unique selling proposition for your company, what I would recommend to you is check out marketingschool.io/live and fill out your information, and maybe we'll be able to work together and help you grow faster.
Bye.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.